This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, some zany kids' music. Dan Zanes, children's music that won't make you want to suck your thumb. But first, Lanford Wilson was one of the most prolific theater voices of the 1970s and 1980s. He was in the vanguard of the off-Broadway movement. Yet Lanford Wilson hasn't had a new play in New York City since 1993. Now, Mr. Wilson has not one but four plays on stage in New York, Jeff London reports.
Every year, Jim Houghton, the artistic director of the Signature Theater Company, calls up a playwright to tell him or her that their work will be featured for an entire season. This year, he dialed Lanford Wilson's number.
I called him and I said, "Hey, Lanford, I'm Jim, and, you know, I'd love to see if we could work together and do a season." And his very first response, "Well, it's about time." That's sort of Lanford in a nutshell, just so exposed and so available.
The celebrated playwright is very open with his emotions and insecurities. When the Signature began preparing for the season, Wilson hadn't come to New York from his home on Long Island for 5 months.
When I came in for auditions, the city scared me. It was so noisy, and cars were driving so fast. It was really scary.
Despite his dislike for the city's congestion, Wilson says he couldn't write one of his most acclaimed plays, Burn This, without being in the thick of it. In fact, Wilson scripted the entrance of the play's flashiest character as a harangue about parking. Edward Norton plays Pale in the Signature's revival.
God, it's a place, man. How can anybody live in this city? I'm not doing it anymore, man. I swear, I'm not driving my car into this goddamn sewer every time.
At its heart, Burn This is about loneliness and loss, how four characters react to the death of a fifth and unseen character. Director Jim Houghton says that's why he thought it was worth reviving after 15 years.
It was, for my money, one of the best explorations of how loss can have a profound impact on you, how it can propel you to a place of courage, a place where it completely shifts the context of your life, forcing those big questions again. And I thought that was a pertinent thing to explore right now.
Most of Lanford Wilson's work is, in some way, autobiographical. Much of it is set in his native Missouri. But his first major success was inspired by a hotel in New York where he once lived. It was across the street from a hangout for junkies and prostitutes, known as Needle Park.
The coffee shop downstairs is the coffee shop in Balm and Gilead. And I was just amazed by the place. And I just took dictation, page after page after page.
Wilson showed the finished play to a young director named Marshall Mason.
He read Balm and Gilead and said, "You're going to need a good director." And he was talking about himself, and I thought he meant to save it. And finally we got together on it, and he sat down to talk about it, and he told me for 4 hours every single thing that's in that play.
The vulnerable playwright and the self-assured director hit it off so well that, with very few exceptions, Marshall Mason has directed the first production of every new Lanford Wilson play for the last 38 years.
Sometimes I am in on reading the plays, you know, as he's writing the scenes. Sometimes he'll write a speech and not know where the speech is going to go or who's saying it or anything. He'll just read me the speech and I'll say, "Wow, that's wonderful. Who is it?" Or, you know, "What are they?" And he says, "I don't know yet," you know. So he waits for his own imagination to unfold and I wait patiently with him.
In 1969, the pair helped co-found the Circle Repertory Company off-Broadway, where Wilson was resident playwright. There, he wrote The Hot L Baltimore, Fifth of July, and Tally's Folly, which won Wilson the Pulitzer Prize in 1979 and will be seen later this season at the Signature Theater. Marshall Mason is currently directing the New York premiere of Book of Days for the Signature.
I think this is one of Lanford's biggest plays. It's epic in scope, and the subjects that he's taking on are big subjects.
Book of Days is about the intersection of life and art and cheese. Good aged cheese.
At 4, the sharpness starts to take over the real cheddar taste. It's no relation to 90% of what passes for cheddar. And then the 5-year-old. Oh, if we're doing it right, and damn few do, that has what you're after. It's pungent, it's sharp, it's a little sour with this deep, deep flavor and this long, really sharp, but mellow aftertaste. That is the sign of a good cheese, the aftertaste. aftertaste.
Book of Days is also about corruption and murder and a small-town bookkeeper and amateur actress who gets the lead in George Bernard Shaw's St. Joan. She winds up taking on the town's political and religious leaders, much like the character she plays.
You know, she says, how can you shut me away from all the simple things in life, like the fields and the trees and sunshine? And without these things, I cannot live. And by your wanting to take them from me or from any human creature, I know that your counsel's of the devil and that mine is of God. She actually said that. Joan of Arc actually said that. She called the church the counsel of the devil. That sure cooked her goose.
Mel Gusso of the New York Times says Lanford Wilson has always been attracted to characters who are outsiders.
Lanford has a certain lyricism that's gotten into almost all of his plays. So I have a rather deep feeling of what these sad, if not tragic, lives are like, people who are thwarted in one way or another, who reach for a kind of an ideal, don't usually find it, but they still keep reaching for it.
On the first day of rehearsal for the Signature's revival of Burn This, Jim Houghton asked Lanford Wilson to read the entire play for the company.
Just in the reading of that material, you're exposed to that initial impulse as close as you're ever going to get to why those moments exist.
I think it's all getting a little too personal.
Good. It's supposed to be. Make it as personal as you can. Believe me, you can't imagine a feeling everyone hasn't had. Make it personal. Tell the truth. And then write Burn This on the bottom.
When we read Burn This at the first rehearsal, there wasn't a dry eye in that room. You could hear a pin drop in that room because Lanford was so invested in every moment in that play.
Lanford Wilson's most recent investment has been a translation of Ibsen's Ghosts, which will open off Broadway with Amy Irving later this month. He finished it on September 8th of last year. He hasn't written a word since. He says he has no idea when his next play will reveal itself.
Sometimes I'm annoyed at something and start writing, and then someone says, oh, shut up, and I have 2 points of view. And sometimes I couldn't tell you where they came from.
One thing he will tell you is they come from the world around him. As he's fond of saying, nobody's safe around a writer. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.